Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to have another AgNerd Cloud update here. And we're going to talk about Airstone, which we have done before, and their air mesh products. In this one, though, we're going to talk about some personal experience that I have had with some of the new products, as well as with my brother Paul and his son Eli, because they are using air mesh hubs on their farm. And we're each using them in a different configuration to cover our property and multiple buildings in order to get good internet access. So let's learn how that is being done and how it's working in this week's program. So what we're going to do here in this interview is talk about how they have on their farm solved an issue that was really important, because Paul here works out of a home office, and then his son also lives in another building that is and is going to college that is here on their property. And so this is all about internet access, and we're going to talk about Airstone and their products. But first of all, Paul, describe to me the issue that you've had here with getting good Wi-Fi, not only here at your main house, but also at the, as we call it, guest house that Eli is living in.
Well, the biggest problem we've had is we just did not have good Wi-Fi. We had Wi-Fi coming into our home, and it would work in different places in the home with some inconsistencies, let's just say. So getting outside of the home, there was no Wi-Fi left at all. So to try to either text or use any kind of email on a smartphone just was not happening.
And so now, not only was that an issue here, but you have this other house on the property, which had nothing.
Well, exactly. So the problem we had was that Eli, which I can't understand why a college kid would want to move out of his own home, but since he wanted to live on his own, he moved into our guest house, and there was no internet access at the guest house. Obviously, Eli needs internet access so that he can do his college schoolwork and keep up with everything that he has going on in his life, but Dad was not really excited about starting a whole new DSL line and having a whole nother account and starting from ground zero.
So, okay, that's a good point. You've got DSL that comes here into this building, but had nothing at the other building. So, Eli, explain to me, we used a combination of two different air mesh hubs that are made by Airstone.
They actually turned out to work pretty good. I put one on the roof of each house, and they communicate really well with each other. I end up having Wi-Fi all around my house. I can work outside, anywhere in between the houses, really anywhere on the farm. I can have internet access, which is a major benefit to using these two hubs.
Yeah, because for one thing, it is kind of important. These are very strong devices, but line of sight is an important issue. But where both of these houses are located are kind of like higher up than some other parts of the property. So I guess even if you're feeding animals over at the barn, you've got some internet access now.
Yeah, it works all the way to the whole other end of our property. Mm-hmm. Even with a bunch of trees blocking the connection, it still is pretty strong.
So how difficult was it to set this all up?
Not bad at all. We had a little bit of trouble getting the hubs activated, but the customer service with Airstone was outstanding. We had quick response times. We had people we could call. We had all the communication we needed, so it was not a problem at all to fix.
So it's pretty solid then. I mean, you're not having, like, you know, I don't know, some burps here and there where all of a sudden it's there, then it's not there, that kind of thing. Either one of you, because you're in different buildings here.
No, we have not had any inconsistency with the service at all. We've had strong Wi-Fi, and it's been delightful just because it works. Mm-hmm. I don't think twice about it. I just know that all of our devices connect automatically, and I've got Wi-Fi pretty much wherever I am on the farm.
Of course, you might like to have a little faster DSL on the backside.
Well, that would be nice, but you know, that's one of the prices you pay for not living in the city. So where we live, we've got a 6 meg service, and it's as fast as we're going to get. And yeah, maybe someday they'll put the right kind of cable or whatever they need to do to make it faster. But in the meantime, it's really helping us to make use of the speed that we do have. At least we can project that speed anywhere on the farm.
So at this point, you've got what you need, basically, other than like we were just talking about. Yes, you got to live with what is available to you, but just being able to share that out here now is not an issue, right?
Yeah, I'd say the Airstone product is probably the best available option out there. It required not near as much work as it would have to try to connect the two houses with a hard wire or even run a whole new DSL line out to that house. It was a quick, easy fix, and it works great.
Well, I'll echo that just because at ZimCom World Headquarters down in Pensacola, Florida, we have an air mesh hub, which is being picked up at a work shed that I've got with a receiver, a little different device, but it basically gives me essentially Ethernet connections in my other building, which is kind of important to me because it's another area that I do like to work because we do like sometimes we're actually home and have to do some work, you know. Otherwise, I'm just depending on what I get wherever I'm at. All right, well, that's just what we needed to know. We've set these systems up here over the last month or so, tested them out. Everything seems rock solid. These are the new versions of the Air Mesh Hub. I had an original one back when we lived in Missouri, which worked great at when ZimCom World Headquarters was located there. But we're back on Air Mesh. Glad to be. So thank you. That's Paul Zimmerman, my little baby brother, and his little tiny oldest son here, who I'm looking up at both of them right now. Anyway, thank you very much to Bill Moffitt at Airstone for working with us. We look forward to doing more of that. I know we've touched on Airstone and their Air Mesh products a number of times here, especially in this last few months, but it's because they are really making a push into the agricultural market and I think have some interesting products, some of which we really haven't touched on much, such as an in-cab hub. So more to come from that, but for you ag nerds out there, this is a great way to set up a very strong signal, a very stable signal that lets whatever type of provider you have become available in more places and in more ways throughout your property. So that's the ZimCast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the ZimCast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.